All right, folks, it's time for a fishing report. Leaf's here. Hey, Leaf.
How's it going, Dip?
It's going good. This is a fancy coffee cup you got there.
I know, right?
It's got a river in it, but it does not feature fish. It features, it looks like an elk.
And you know what's inside of there?
What?
Blue Star Coffee.
Oh, inside of that cup, yeah.
And on my shirt, and, well, I'm not spilt on my shirt.
Yeah, no.
I'm representing, you know.
You are a representing guy, that's for sure. And what a nice day we've got.
Finally.
It has stayed cold, but not so cold that we got ice coming downstream, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what I think it dipped down last night. It was about 10, 12 degrees,
yeah.
But this sun, man, is soaking right into everything, and it is warming up. And fishing has been killer. It's been absolutely great. Got into a half dozen fish in 2 hours the other day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's really spiked back up. And look for things, just like I was saying, to stay as they are, as long as it stays as it is as far as temp goes. The flow, you know, it's been super stubborn about budging off of that 900 to 1,000 CFS level.
Oh,
and
that's more than I thought it would be.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it just keeps on. I keep saying, oh, it'll come down. But it's just sort of hovering right there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's making for a little bit of high water fishing.
Mm-hmm.
So fishing the insides and the tailouts of the runs are what are going to be productive for you.
Mm-hmm.
The river's a little bit slower and a little bit cleaner above the Twist River where it comes in. But also I'm seeing most of the fish from, you know, halfway to Twist between that and Carlton and then all the way down, depending on, you know, the ones lower in the reaches there can kind of head in and out. But I'd say good fishing for sure between Carlton and Methow.
Now, I mean, that's kind of your range, but, you know, there's some people who listen to this radio station on the other side of the loop, up on the res and so on. I mean, I'm guessing they've got their own spots. It's not like fishing tails out.
No. It's I've been seeing people are catching fish down there at the end of the river. Like we were talking about last week, everybody kind of has their favorite spot. And if you only have so much time, a lot of time people tend to go to that spot and just and give it a stab. And I'm seeing pictures of people down low and, you know, even as far as Omak area, I've been hearing about people starting to pick up those Lahontans in Omak Lake too.
Oh, cool. That's awesome. And we don't want to leave the kids out. And being the river's high-ish, it's going to be on the ice, and we still got ice.
Yeah, and I was going to mention that today. The ice is still definitely strong, as thick as ever up there. Leader and Patterson still fishing good for anything out there, spiny rays to trout to kokanee. And I forgot to mention, but I should mention, Davis Lake is a really good fish, especially for the kids, because though it's only rainbow, they're probably going to be, on average, the biggest fish that you're going to catch through the ice. So those kids on those little soft action ice fishing poles are going to have a good time.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good tip. So I got to ask you. How's the carving part of it, the carving cast going? How's the carving?
Well, you know, heading up to the loop with the boys today, and I'm really excited about it because we got that new snow, and we got the Blue Jay Day, so I'm going to go get a cast in, and then I'm going to go get a carve in with the boys, so I'll let you know. And, hey, if anybody wants to see what we've been up to or listen to the report again, check us out on Facebook or at flyfishersproshop.com. Methow Fishing Adventures is always happy to answer your questions, so you can give us a call or just read the blog. We'll have it up to date every week. Get out there, do some casting, maybe some carving, have some fun, and fish on.